She's got something she wants to share with you. You want to move this stand, please, Jenny?
Okay, so I'm not a speaker by any means, but first I just want to give all glory to God, and I am a crier, so I was told to tell my testimony, and so some years ago, in about 2008, I was married to my first husband, and we got married in the church, Bethel Baptist Church, over in Almsville, which is where we live now. And we did marriage counseling, and, you know, I just kind of got baptized and thought that I was following Jesus. I thought that I had given my life over to him. But the thing is that I gave my life over to him, but I didn't give my whole heart over to him. And so I don't know if you guys know, but Matthew is my soon-to-be husband again. We were originally married in 2017, and I struggled for many, many years after the divorce from my first husband. I wrestled with God and fought, and he finally told me just, well, about a year ago, I made a huge mistake, and I left Tillamook, and I left the church, and I left Matthew because I was following my own desires in my heart, because I felt wrong about my first divorce. But then probably about 6 months ago, just a lot of things were happening with myself, my kids, just my family. My family's always really guilted me and shamed me a lot in my life about traditions. And we never really went to church as a child. And I'm starting to realize these things now, as about 6 months ago when I just finally just had enough of guilt and shame in my life. And I just got down on my knees and I cried out to the Lord for hours. And the one thing I know that he told me that day is he said, "Monica, you're using your excuse of running away. Stop running." He said, "Your life is not your own. It's mine. You need to give your heart over to me. And you need to obey me." I wasn't obeying at all. And I caused a lot of destruction, probably for my children, for my family. And I was not a light to them. And so, I mean, I have a lot of stories that I could tell you where I'm starting to realize that God was actually working in my life. I mean, I'm not even 40 years old, and I probably have 100 stories I could tell you. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, I am a child of God, and he brought me up here to this today. And all week long, I kept thinking I needed to prepare the speech, and he said, "Just go up there and be yourself. Be who you are. Be who God made you to be. And it's okay that you were once broken, but I'm new now." And so I also wanted to say sorry to the church, because I did come here, and I was longing for it for a long time. And sorry to my children, and sorry to Matthew. And I just want you guys to know that I do love everybody here at this church, and thank you for being so welcoming to me. And I don't really know what else to say up here, but if you have questions or anything, just always be open and ask me, because I will answer. And so I just want everybody to know that I'm here to get rebaptized, because I do feel so much peace and joy in my heart. It's a different feeling. I've never felt it before. I might be crying now, but it's because of his love and his grace and mercy that he gave me. 6 months ago. So just thank you guys.
So she's asked the church to forgive her. Will you forgive her? Monica, you're my sister in the Lord. And it gives me great honor to baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Thank you.